This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Mark Rolfing covers the game for NBC Sports and Golf Channel. I can't tell you how much it's a pleasure to have Mark Rolfing back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John Patrick. How are you? I will tell you this. It's great to hear your voice, but it's also great for me to hear my voice.
All right. I don't want to dwell, but we're going to talk about this. I know you've gone over it a zillion times. Bear with me for the zillionth and first time. Briefly explain kind of what you've been going through since late last summer.
Well, on July 1st, I was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer, a salivary gland cancer. Highly unusual. It's again very, very rare. The one thing about it is there are no symptoms. Very difficult to detect. I found it out on July 1st and took immediate action. There was a little bump on the side of my cheek. The tumor was removed on August 13th, so that's a very short period of time, and we were quite confident that since we had caught it that quickly, that it would be a very early stage of cancer. Unfortunately, when the tumor was removed, it came out stage 4, which meant it had been in there for a considerable amount of time. And so we had the tumor removed. The surgeon did a great job. It was a 7.5-hour surgery, very delicate. Then I went to MD Anderson in Houston for a follow-up 6-week proton radiation treatment just to make sure that there's no remnants left of the cancer, that they got everything out, and we're pretty confident that we did. I feel great. No side effects at this point remaining from the radiation, and I'm going to resume broadcasting in January out here in Hawaii, but the crucial days are January 27th and 28th when I go back to Houston 10 weeks after the radiation ends and do a series of tests and hopefully then get an all-clear sign.
When you sat with the doctors, Mark, what was the prognosis, and did the protocol kind of go exactly as the doctors laid out?
It went exactly as the doctors laid out. You know, in today's world, it's a lot different when they tell people that they, you know, have cancer. Had this happened 40 years ago, it would have pretty much been a death sentence. But, you know, I was shocked, obviously, concerned. You don't really want to Google mucoepidermoid carcinoma, because if you do, you will see that it's not very pretty. And so there was a lot of concern, but, you know, we put together a plan in Houston at MD Anderson, and I had the best medical team, and they told me, you know, here's exactly what you have to do in these 6 weeks, and you've got to be disciplined, and you've got to floss and gargle with salt water and soda 4 times a day. You have to exercise 4 times a day. You have to eat this. You have to do that. And if you do that, you got a chance. And it was a very, very intense program, and I did it. And it would appear at this point it worked, because I'm talking to you.
Was there history in the family?
No. Total surprise. Total surprise.
We are talking with Mark Rolfing on the Augusta Golf Show. What'd you learn about your friends and your family through all of this?
I learned that there is no community in the world like the golf community. It's just an unbelievable group of people, from, you know, my extended family, which you would expect at NBC and Golf Channel. But I'll never forget, I had the surgery on the 13th of August. I had worked the first 3 days up at Whistling Straits at the PGA on live from on Golf Channel, and then I left. Most people didn't know why I had left. And I had the surgery that Thursday, opening day. And then on Sunday, I was in my room, sort of recovering still from the surgery, and Jim Nance did this thing during the final round on CBS, sort of a tribute well wishes to Mark Rolfing. And at that point, when I realized that it was being done on CBS on the final round of the major championship, how much people did care, and that it didn't matter who I worked for. You know, this was another network doing it. So from that day and till yesterday, even, I just have heard from and gotten support from an unbelievable group, and it's all because it's all connected with the game.
Speaking of the game, Mark, you know, when my Lisa went through similar things 10 years ago, I said to her, your family will be there and support you through it all. Your friends will be there and support you through it all. But in the end, this is a solitary and singular fight that you're going to have to wage. Although the stakes are much greater, it's not unlike the game of golf. Did golf help you through this?
Very much like the game of golf, I would say, John Patrick. Very, very much like it, because it's all about attitude. And I had a very difficult golf course put in front of me with this cancer. You know, extremely difficult. It was going to be a challenge from the beginning. And just like the game of golf, you know, if my attitude had been bad, if I would have been feeling sorry for myself or, you know, thinking the worst, I don't believe I would be where I am today. And like golf, you've got to step up on that first tee and believe you can beat this course. And you got to be positive and aggressive and have a game plan. You need to plan. You need to execute. You need to do all those things. And I think my attitude about this whole thing was probably the single most important reason that I made it through it. If I'd have had a bad attitude, I don't think I would have.
Let's talk about coming back. Let's talk about getting back in the booth. What's the plan? What's the itinerary here?
We have a brand spanking new multi-year agreement with NBC and Golf Channel, which is just phenomenal. It's very much a schedule like what I had before, with the one exception being I'm doing a little more news, doing live from the major championships and stuff. And we have added two huge new events to it going forward, which are the Open Championship and the Olympics. So you think about me coming back in Hawaii at my home, number one, with the best field that we've had in 10 years here, and all the players that I'm friends with and know well, and then in my first year I get, you know, the Open, the Olympics, and the Ryder Cup all in the same year. It's a miracle.
How pretty are the sunrises and the sunsets in Hawaii these days?
I love the sunrises. I don't like the sunsets because I never want the day to end here. They're beautiful, but this has been a perfect place. You know, I've lived here for almost 40 years, but it's a perfect place for me to do what I needed to do the last couple months after the radiation was over, which was keep my routine going and have some nice, warm, salty water type air flowing through my system, and you know, just kind of being a Hawaii guy for a while, and that's what I've been doing. You know, I've been watching golf on TV. I've been listening to people like you talk about it, and it's really made me, you know, really want to come back and be enthusiastic about coming back, because I've been listening to everybody else and watching everybody else, and now I get to do it again. I'm not sure in the beginning I was totally convinced I was going to do that again.
I can't tell you how good it will be to have you back. I can't tell you how great it is to talk to you. I wanted this to be the last guest on the last show for the year, because it's a great story. I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to shake your hand in April when you're here.
I will be there. I will look forward to seeing you. Augusta is one of my favorite places in the entire world, as it is a lot of people, and I want to thank you, and you've been doing this a long time, and you continue to do a great job, and thanks for having me. It's a real privilege.
Have a very, very special Christmas and a very, very special New Year, Mark. Thank you so much.
You can believe I will do that. Thanks.